Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
What is happening?
He's fine with it. That's good. Joining us now is former Milwaukee Brewer, turned broadcaster, always the godfather of Racine, Vinny Rotino. Morning, Vinny.
Eric and Vince, what's going on? I love this intro.
Great.
You know, when I get up in the morning, I'm just going to play it in the morning for my whole family.
You don't usually?
Right. No, but I should.
Hey, I do want to talk to you about the Yankees in a bit, but also just something that might be that your perspective would really interest me. Owen Miller got a call back up. He's a young guy from Mequon originally. Got a call back up to the bigs here over this last road trip and an opportunity to contribute to the hometown club, an experience that you had as well as a player. Do you have you had a chance to talk with Owen about that and kind of go back and forth over your similar experiences?
Yeah, I talked to him in spring training quite a bit this year. He was a player who grew up playing with the travel ball program around here with Racine hitters. I mean, so he was pretty much in my backyard training and going on the travel ball circuit with that program. And they've just done a phenomenal job. And that's the same program that has developed Gavin Lux, same program that has developed Owen's little brother, Noah Miller, who is in the minor league system now with the Dodgers. So, yeah, there's great baseball around here. Owen Miller is one of those products. And it's not easy to come up and play for your hometown team. He's done a nice job with the opportunity that he has been given for the Brewers. Just because you grow up idolizing the team and the players that are on the team, and all of a sudden you're playing in front of the fans and you're expected, right, to come through and have these big moments. And he's had some. It's really been cool for him.
So the Yankees are in town this weekend. Obviously that doesn't happen very often, so it changes the complexities a little bit of the games. Do players get caught up in that at all? Like when the Angels were here last year with Shohei Ohtani, or with the Yankees in town now, is there extra juice or is it just another series?
No, you definitely feel it because there's, you know, the fans come out to see the Yankees. There's probably, you know, Yankee fans, just like Packer fans everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So they come out and see the Yankees. So, you feel that as a player. You feel that last year when fans came out to take a look at Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani when the Angels came into town. So, yeah, you're definitely going to see a little bit more energy in the dugouts, on the field, I think, and then, of course, in the stands. So it's going to be a fun series.
I'm talking with Vinny Rotino of the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers broadcast team, Racine native. So, Vinny, on the Yankees, oh, by the way, also, they continue to lead the American League East. So is this, World Series preview? Or,
yes.
I'm way out ahead of my skis here. But, right, not for nothing, this is a good ball club coming here, too.
It is. And, the Brewers are no slouches themselves, just the way that they've been playing baseball right now. Second best record in the NL. But, yeah, the Yankees look tough. They were very bad last year. They had a slew of injuries. Right now they're kind of getting lucky with not having a ton of injuries. Carlos Rodon, you're going to see him in game two. He's a tough left-handed pitcher. He's been hurt basically his entire career. He's not hurt right now, so he's healthy, throwing well. Marcus Stroman, we've seen him from the Cubs. He'll throw game three. Their pitching has been really good. So let's see if the Brewers' bats can come alive against this really good pitching staff for the Yankees. But it's going to be a really fun series. And like you said, the juices will be flowing here to try and beat the New York Yankees.
Also did not know Sanchez's nickname was El Kraken.
He's the Kraken. Well, it's El Gary or the Kraken.
So, yes, Spanish for the Kraken.
He looks like he could get drafted today by the Packers, too. I mean, he's a huge guy.
It may happen. Who knows?
Right. Packers have four picks coming up today. Vinny Rotino, the Milwaukee Brewers broadcast team. Thanks, my friend.
Anytime, guys. Thanks.